Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right, we're moving down that boundary train. All right, so pulling in to our last part of this whole topic is about communication about boundaries and really helping people get, again, what?
Crystal clear.
That's right, on how to set up the conversations when boundaries involve other people. So part of this is really saying, what do you need to communicate to the other person about the boundary you want to put in place?
Yeah, and that's the key thing, communication, because if you don't tell them, they're not a mind reader. So it's about helping them see where it is that you're coming from. And like we said the last time, when you're not in the heat of the moment and when things aren't derailed or going sideways.
You know, it's so interesting how many people will say to me that, oh, I'm going to set a boundary and then not want to tell the other person what it is. So it's an immediate chance of not working. You have to, if you have a boundary that somebody else is involved with, then it sort of seems to have it set up for success. They would have to understand what their role in it is.
Well, yeah, or it's going to be twice as hard for you to try to do it. So it's almost like, how do you kind of team up to figure out how do you conquer this boundary together?
Yeah, I love that. The other thing that's important is to think through what might be the other person's response. So if you have a sit down and say, hey, I need to set this boundary and this is what I'm noticing and I want to stay in good communication with you and I find myself pulling away and I love to work this, what if the other person says, I don't have a problem with it, or it's not that big of a deal, or you're making a mountain out of a molehill, or screw you. You can't tell me what I can do or not do. So part of this is doing a little bit of figuring out what might be the other person's response so that the client is set up and prepared for whatever that may be.
And if you think about it, if there's a boundary issue, it's because this has come up before, right? So it's almost like you have the other person's playbook. So I was having a conversation the other day with somebody about having, you know, a conversation with somebody about boundaries. And basically what it was just like, okay, we're playing this song again and again and again. This keeps showing up because you haven't really changed anything. So I was saying, okay, so when you say this, he says this, and then he says this, and you say this. So the thing here is really sitting here and understanding then you know what he's going to say, right? You know that when you say X, he's going to say Y. You know when you say A, he's going to say B. So the great part about that is that for the most part, since you've done this dance so many times before, you're going to have a really good indication of what their responses are going to be.
I love it. And playing those through and understanding, what does that mean? How do you want to react? What is it that you want to say? What do you want to ask for in those kinds of situations? All right. And then also a big key question is, what are you going to do if you both don't agree? You say it's a big deal. They say it's not a big deal. Now what?
Well, I think the part about that, right, if it's a big deal to you, how do you want to convey the message to them that it really is a big deal to you? How do you want to convey the message that it really is something that it's important? And what are the consequences of not changing it?
Yeah, I think that's huge, right? Because it's about understanding if it doesn't change, what's likely to happen.
Yeah.
And how to avoid that. Or the other thing is the person may just say, not interested. And then you just have to say to yourself, now what? Right? So it might be a different relationship. It might be letting it go. It might be saying no now that you don't want to be around them. I mean, it's hard to say without any specifics, but there is a point where you get to say, is this a two-way street in the way it needs to be?
And you know what, Jen, you just said something that's really important. The relationship will change. So at that point, you get to just redefine the relationship.
Yeah.
So how do you want to redefine it? If it's not going to be the way it was for the past, you know, 10 years, okay, great. How do we want to redefine it from today moving forward?
Yep. And then lastly is asking your client, you know, what are your commitments to this boundary issue, right? So how committed are you? What's going to happen if old patterns come up? How are you going to stay on track? All those kind of great questions that come into play.
Yeah, and you need the discipline and you need that commitment, because without it, it's you're going to just keep playing that old tape again and again and again.
Love it. So those are some ideas on how to be able to help think through the communication with the other person, as well as staying committed to the boundary.
And we're out. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.